And a very beautiful good afternoon to you. So good to have you join us again, as you do every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. The sun rises here. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and we hold it to be Open Thought Tuesday, where we deal with either a social, cultural, or socioeconomic issue. We'll be off on a break in about less than 30 seconds, actually. And when we come back, I want to let you know what's happening at COP. It's only just started, and then, of course, we're going to the conversation of the day. I'll be right back. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info, and you are on the sunny side.
You are listening to Open Thought on the sunny side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're just about to go into the conversation for today. But before that, I want to let you know what's happening. COP27 started 6th. Today's what, 8th? Sorry, Sunday. I think Sunday pretty much wouldn't even count for much, because maybe it was just a gathering of people, events, party, drinks, food, some alcohol. Yeah, but it's dated 6th to 18th. It's a 2-week event. It's now, this year is hosted in Egypt. And I just want to share with you what it is about, because either during the course of COP, or after, in fact, I'm looking forward to the end of COP. I'd like to invite some attendees of that event to radio to discuss with you, share with you what has been discovered, what was agreed, maybe even why it was agreed upon, and what the plan for the future is. Now, I think you're not quite sure what I'm talking about, so please, if you would extend your ears to me, what is COP? So, COP stands for Conference of the Parties, which is a generic phrase in international relations speak, meaning a committee created after an international treaty is signed and tasked with making decisions about how that treaty is implemented. There are all kinds of COP for various international agreements, from chemical weapons to combating desertification. But the term COP has come to be associated with the meetings of one particular committee that created after the signing of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. 154 countries signed the UNFCCC in June of 1992, agreeing to combat harmful human impacts on the climate. Since then, COP meetings have been held almost annually to discuss how exactly that should be achieved. And also, they monitor what progress has been made. Each COP is usually referred to by its number in the series. A good example will be COP26 was the 26th COP meeting. Each year, a different country becomes a COP president in charge of organizing and running that year's meeting. Usually, this means that the host city moves each year. Any new agreements which are made at COP tend to be named after the host city. For example, in 2015, the Paris Agreement, or in 2021, it was a Glasgow Climate Pact. This year, COP27 is hosted in Egypt. And I think your curiosity might pretty much wonder who's involved. Well, politicians, diplomats, representatives of national governments are perhaps the most important people invited to COP. But they are far from the only ones. Many other people attend to try to influence the outcome. And so you would have people in attendance, maybe media persons. I'm not sure I've met any, but many fossil fuel lobbyists join the talks, you know, in an attempt to protect their industry from much needed action to keep coal, oil, and gas in the ground. COP26, we found that if fossil fuel industry were a country, it would have had a single largest delegation at the conference. It tells you that people who still want oil to be at the core of the markets go attend these events and try to modulate the aspects or the angles or the direction that the conversation goes. So I think another way, a far simplified way to summarize this would be that there is an agenda, yeah, in a seemingly positive light, that is aimed at reducing emissions. World leaders now are talking about a cleaner earth. where energy is used in a very sustainable fashion. So they think energy, oil is not like the best of options. And so they're considering other forms of renewable energies. They want to generate energy in its almost natural state and supply that to countries, or say they want individual countries to be able to generate, for example, energies in a very natural state so that there is less, if any at all, pollution to the entire human environment. So that sounds very interesting if you ask anyone. But here there is a problem. Developed nations developed off the backs of polluting the earth, basically. Yeah. Industrialization, and you see all that whole industrial waste goes into the sea, into the waters, into the farms. Chemicals have been used in farming. In fact, documentaries and documentations of the risks that people face as a consequence of farming with chemicals. Some people had like permanent genetic defects. Some children were born with defects as a result of the chemicals that their parents worked with on the farms. Real crazy stuff. And so besides that, there's now the, you know, renewable energy, let's use new energy, let's use clean energy. Now, first world nations are already fixed, right? They are first world for a reason. They colonized some, took most, like, you know, they took resource, they industrialized, became big, made the money, they're first. And then you have developing nations, for example, like Nigeria. And one would say, how can we be in the same room as they are talking about the same thing and trying to change? So, you know, we use like petrol. Yeah, we're huge consumers. First, we even have it. It's a solid contributor to our GDP. And so they're saying, well, we want to minimize the consumption or use of fossil fuels or anything from that aspect or anything from that area of energy generation. We want, you know, something else. And so those people who are making a case for green energy but not at the pace of the first world are saying, well, we can go from using petrol to using gas. Some European countries are even saying they want to retain their ability to use coal because, one, coal is cheaper and maybe it's not so detrimental to the climate. Some people are saying, no, but then the first world nations, the guys with the money, the guys who have already made money from industrialization are saying, no, we don't, no, coal, yes, but no, it's not green enough. We want to eradicate all the not so good energy sources and replace them with pure energy sources. And Africa is moving at a far slower pace. I was at the Africa Energy Week, and a friend of mine was talking about pretty much the entirety of the conference was how Africa would have a just transition from where we are to where we can afford to be, because we cannot start driving, a good example will be electric cars, because first of all, we don't even have light. You know, if you bring electric cars here, well, first of all, don't bring it. You know, they're like, so we have to go from diesel or petrol cars to something else. And on this same radio show, we had conversations where many people said on radio that there's an area in Lagos where you can convert your engine from petrol engine to gas. So I heard that there are some transport companies right now that have practically converted the engine of the car or the bus from petrol to gas. And the people who say Africa can be a part of this transition, but at the pace of Africa, say gas is the next possible thing. And in fact, there's a good case to be made for gas because it doesn't pollute the environment as much as other forms of fossil fuel would. And the case now is the guys who are telling the story. No, let's do it this way. The guys who are setting the pace, the guys who are in front, the ones with the money, are saying that this is a global agenda and everybody has to be in on it. So there's a problem. Africa is not at your pace. And if you want Africa to meet you somewhere, you have to give Africa money. You have to invest in Africa to meet you at that same, not necessarily on equal footing, but exactly what it is. It's like Africa has to, you have to invest in developing the African energy to a degree where they can comfortably do what you think is good for the environment. So all this whole gist about COP 21, 25, 26, now 27 is pretty much what they're talking about. The last time there was a COP meeting, I remember some delegates actually walked out because they said that the people who promised to make donations to Africa were either not taking it as seriously or had failed to complete or, you know, actually go about the donation. So yesterday, while I was watching it, I remember the French president was also speaking about people who are obligated to make donations to Africa should have to come through, blah, blah, blah. And all of this agenda is dated. They're saying by 2030, they want fossil fuel out and new energy in. What year are we in? 2020. So we're looking at an 8-year window. Yeah. And I'm going to leave it there because I think what's better is I'm going to try to get people who agree. You know how that COVID thing happened where some people believed that there was COVID, others didn't believe that there was COVID, right? Good. This same climate change thing, blah, blah, blah. Some people think there's real climate change problems. Then there's some people who think that it's all a scam. I'm going to try to either have them on a show together or invite them individually. So, God willing, by the end of COP, I should have someone who attended COP. Either I call, I'm not sure who I'm going to invite just yet, but I'm even hoping I can invite as many people as possible to discuss the developments at COP, its impact on Africa. First of all, I haven't seen a Nigerian delegation there. I heard Oando is present, but I don't know if they're speaking. Yeah, and I'm going to try to find out. Yesterday, I had some gentlemen on the show yesterday. I want to find out who's representing Nigeria and what they find. I wish I can lay hands on an actual Nigerian. Oando was also at the Africa Energy Week. So I'm thinking, what's this other group? PHCN. I was going to say NEPA. They were also at the Africa Energy Group. So, I think I'm saying this to say that new energy is where we must go, at least from the narrative. It sounds as though there's only one way forward, and it's green energy. So, companies within the energy sector, whether it's mainstream, minor stream, upstream, downstream, you may see them within this new energy circles. So I would attempt to have them on the show to talk about what they believe is true, what they have a problem with, what they agree with, who's sponsoring this transition. And again, there's also the problem of, so once again, somebody's paying for Africa to move. There's also that issue of you're always handing things over to Africa, and it's like, do we even have a say in our own development and our own future? It seems as though our future always has to be determined by the guy with the money. That one is also there, because I've heard like many people saying this whole aid, this whole direct investments always coming to Africa. Can we figure out Africa by Africans? Like, can Africa even figure this whole thing now? Interestingly, yesterday's introduction, most of the African countries that spoke yesterday actually were saying on the podium, we contribute little or nothing to the emissions. Yeah, because they're not industrialized. They're not the ones direct. Their impact to polluting the environment is not so enormous that they need to be present at these meetings. But because the agenda is a global inclusion, even the man whose sin is little is a guest at the event and must also partake equally. So I don't think it's dramatic in that sense, but it's unfolding. It looks interesting. And from both sides of the spectrum, I'll have speakers speak on this whole thing. Africa, the future. And in fact, it's Africa 80 years. Is it the world 80 years from now and where Africa stands and all of that? Oof. That was quite an introduction. So you can I'm watching, I'm live streaming the event as well. If you're interested, you can also live stream. Kind of gives you firsthand information, There are different sites streaming it. If you're interested, as I am, yeah, please live stream. It kind of just helps you take in all that information. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. When we come back, our conversation for the day continues. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. All right, it's right now 42 minutes past 12. And let's see. Do I have a message? Oh, well, just before I go, I mean, the phone lines are always ringing. I'm going to hope that, just a minute. I think I'd like to first introduce the conversation and then open up the telephone line so that you can leave an opinion if you would like. But, of course, be a solid part of the conversation this afternoon. So, you know, it's Open Thought Tuesday, and this one is of a social, cultural nature. Welcome. My name's Joyce. And today on Open Thought Tuesday, which is a great transition from politics to something else. I want to speak about the environment that we're in, the environment we're nurtured in, conditioned in, probably, the environment that we learn in, environment we're fashioned in, the environment that we model our beliefs or our cultural patterns after, the environment that tells us what culture is, the environment that forms our social identity. Yeah, I think there is an innate ability to be able to identify who you are as a person, and you try to find out where you fit in all of that, in all of society. And then there is how society tries to fashion your own identity so that you are a useful piece in the puzzle of the functionality of society. You kind of get what I mean, right? Okay, good. This is a very cultural thing, but as with anything that is cultural, sometimes it gets tweaked, it gets changed, sometimes it gets totally, you know, annihilated. Like, you know, have a people who would just get up and against what was once a belief, renounce something, reject it, change it, forbid it, and even we've even heard of people who forbid it. So this conversation that happens, that kind of happens on a not so formal level, because I think that somewhere in society's development that there is still the undertone of sex roles. There is what is expected of this person, there's what is expected of that person. And if you would agree, you live life long enough, you realize that sometimes life happens and it seems as though the roles are either crossed or the roles, sir, if you would admit, interdependent, so that the two people have to work together. It's not such an isolated situation where this role is strictly defined for this person and this other role strictly defined for that person, and they don't interlink or they don't cross. No. You live life long enough, you see how they cross out each other. And to be honest, quite interdependent, meaning that if we're not going to allow, say, let's see, if we're not going to allow culture, arrogance, or maybe even individual perceptions to define strictly what we think roles are, then what is most likely to happen would be the interlinking of both gender roles. A lady put out a video a few days ago, and I think I would rather just play it for you, because on one hand, you would find it funny. On the other hand, we should talk about it, because I think that there is an expectation of what the roles must be, because they have already been characterized for the sexes, have already been determined for the sexes. So I'm going to play you this video. You'll enjoy it. It's a little funny, but of course, at the core of it is the details. Hold on.
Wait me.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
If you're a man and you know how to cook, I beg, avoid me. Avoid me with God mind. I use God very pure. If you're a man and you know how to cook, avoid me. No come my side. No toast me. No come break my heart. Because all my brothers know how to cook. And I know how difficult it is for them to believe that my food is sweet. So you cannot come and be making me feel like I don't know how to cook. Brother, you must not know how to cook. So that if I cook, you will like it. Anything I cook will be sweet in your mouth. Because if you know how to cook, you will find out that I don't know how to cook. So you cannot know how to cook and be dating me or marrying me. That is number one rule. And that is final. You cannot know how to cook and be dating me. No.
Okay. So now one would say, oh, well, I think it's funny, to be honest. Maybe you also see the same. But the reason this is necessary is because we hear as society emerges from its dark ages into what is now regarded as today's society or a form of modern culture. You hear a woman say, well, I have to go to work. It means that someone else has to do the cooking. Then you hear some men say, well, I would like to cook. I can cook. Then you hear some other men say, I can't enter the kitchen as a matter of God knows what. Like for some, it's just the ego. It's that I'm a man and we can't do this. I remember that a woman called my show while I was sometime, and she said to me that her husband said to her, I'm a prince and I cannot enter the kitchen. And she said to me, you're happy about that? and then she said to me, if I were not in Nigeria, I would not be married. And I say, wait, do you understand the implication of that statement? You're saying that you're married, but if you had another option, you will come out. She said, yes, I'm only in this union because I'm in Nigeria. And if I'm not in Nigeria, then there are things that I wouldn't take. And in fact, all of this union is something I wouldn't take. A guy put up a message yesterday on social media, and he said, why are women, Nigerian women who travel overseas, different? He suggests that they change. And he didn't quite say in what area that they change. People were beginning to assume that the tendency for a person to change would be as a function of what the environment accommodates. So if you're in Nigeria and society accommodates a certain type of stuff, then you act Nigerian because that's what society accommodates. Then you go to another society where they kind of accommodate a little bit more than your previous society accommodated. Then chances are you take advantage of that new society. And so the guy yesterday says Nigerian women, when they go overseas, they change. And he actually did say, stop treating men badly. Hold on, I'm going to read a verbatim because it just kind of gives us a direction, even though he didn't say specifically in what area he thought women changed that wasn't favorable to men. But people concluded that women tolerate, for example, abuse in Nigeria. Women manage what is a form of social oppression. And when they have the opportunity to be outside the country, the first thing they do is avail themselves the opportunity to be equal, I would say. Equal. Or maybe not equal, probably avail themselves the opportunity that allows them exercise a right that was not theirs to wield while they were in a country that didn't allow them that privilege. Okay, so this is the message. No, this is not it. Social media social media is like a market. Like, everybody has something to say. Okay, I'm going to find it. And when I find it, I'm going to share with you. I think I'll just kick off the conversation already. Okay, hold on. I'm going to be off on a break in about, 30 seconds? Fantastic, then. So when we come back, I want to find out what, in your view, and I think you're going to disappoint me. So upfront notice, don't tell me in Africa. Tell me your personal view, meaning that you have given a personal thought and you have an actual personal opinion. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce and Gwen Webb.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Today is the 8th, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. So, I can't see it. It's not there yet. Okay, so we'll just wait. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sony side. It's right now 59, actually a minute before 1 p.m. And wow, like this measured disposition is not even how I feel. So first of all, this staff, this assistant in the studio, it's interesting. So first, I'm grateful to God that this is a conversation, one. But I cannot believe the reactions I've gotten from this conversation. So before I finalize this thought, I'm going to speak to a few of you, probably read a few more messages. I'm going to give Feta an opportunity to speak. Then I'm going to take my moment, and you're going to share that moment with me, whether you like it or not. It's my moment, and I take it from you by force. Okay, so welcome to the show. We're talking about the social construct that is a cultural pattern, the way society functions. And to be honest, it's functioned that way for years, for centuries, right? And then here we are in a time in history where the economics of a society affects or interfaces with culture. And it seems as though one has to make an adjustment, either the economic position of the people in that society or the cultural position of that society. And so I played you an audio before the break, a young lady who says that, you know, if you're a man, you know how to cook. Don't touch me. I don't want to see you. Don't talk to me. Don't say my name out of your mouth. Leave. Her problem is her brothers know how to cook and that she knows how difficult it is to impress them. And so she feels that the men who do not know how to cook have less of an option. I have already extracted one, maybe two topics for the Lords of Logic from this singular introduction. So first, I'm going to open up the telephone lines. I want to find out what you think as a woman. Do you think you have to cook to impress? Is the aim, you know, first of all, do you even cook at all? And then if it was mandated of you to cook, is that a problem? Have you traded something just for the kitchen position? Have you, for example, given up a career because you have to be back home and cook and take care of family? And then have you been mandated to do it because, one, you're a female, and how did that play out? And is the objective of cooking pleasing someone? You know, because Feta, mm-hmm, I'm going to paraphrase your words. You think that the objective of cooking is to please people?
I think it should be.
Don't worry about what it should be. Tell me what you believe. Because you cook for people and you expect something, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is for you, to please someone?
Yeah, I mean, food should be pleasing to eat.
No, that's not... Food should be pleasing to eat is different from... objective is to please. No, food is... See, your food, you can cook something and it's pleasing to you. And it's not pleasing to me. Yeah. But you are saying that the cooking should be pleasing to me, as though the objective is to please me. That's why you're cooking. Feta, give me a yes or a no. Don't
yes.
be typical.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Turn off her microphone. That took 5 minutes. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Is the objective of cooking to please someone? And then have you sacrificed something just to cook because you love it? Has it been imposed on you? And what did you do with that? Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. This is Ashike from Festa.
Thank you.
Can I touch on the coffee issue a bit?
1 minute.
Okay. First of all, start with the coffee issue. I think for the coffee issue, I've always had this culture of these Westerners will come, they will come up with something, then they'll shove it down our throats. Is climate change real? Yes. But are they taking it seriously? No. When this energy crisis came, see the speed that Germany used to open back their coal plants. Meanwhile, us that are having shortage, you tell me don't use what I have, is hypocritical. Then to the social construct that you are talking of, cooking for me is not about pleasing anybody. It's a survival skill. I believe at least everybody, you need to know how to cook something. It's not for pleasing anybody. It's a survival skill. Then secondly, even cultural, you know, when you talked about willpower last week, we as Africans, like when you say as an African man, what an African man is in his mind is that, for example, if a woman, you greet him night, you cook for him, you rub his belly. Me, when you are saying an African man to me is someone like Mansa Musa, Ramses, Sankara, people that see the big picture. If you are talking about an African woman, you look at Kandake, you look at Hatshepsut, these are people that show you that women can do as much as men. But we, like the normal African, we don't really...
Let me ask you. History. So, imagine you met a lady, you say you like her, and she says, well, because you can cook, I can't be in a relationship with you.
Well, if I meet that kind of lady, which I will enjoy, there are plenty of fishes in the sea. She can take a hike. But that's to be alone, that's to be with a fool.
Oh, wow, that's cold. Okay, I see the point.
I do not compromise. That's my own. So, I mean, think as Africans, we need to research more in our history. That's it for me. Many of the things they tell us doesn't really make sense.
He really just wanted to get his chest on the sunny side. Like he spoke about. He even ended up with cop. It's like, guy, chill. It's not about cop. At least not today. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Good. Go ahead.
My name is Mike.
Welcome, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to contribute for the...
Sure.
That said that he doesn't like somebody who knows how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm not sure that is so reasonable to say because he should be praying for a man that knows how to cook. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So he should not be looking for... That is not an excuse anyway. Because if a man knows how to cook, it's an advantage for the woman also. And I believe you me that no man that will say that he doesn't like what his wife is cooking if he do it right. You understand? So Feta, I don't know. I don't think it's reasonable for her to say
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Feta, if you move, I throw my shoe at you. Feta is here moving because she has an opinion that I think at some point I'm going to have to air it and then take my moment on radio. The sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good morning. I mean, good afternoon.
Jen. Afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, this is Moses calling from Lekki.
Go ahead.
For me, knowing how to cook, not knowing how to cook. The truth is that we may say what that girl is saying is not making sense.
Don't worry about the girl. Tell me what you think.
What I think from what you said, yes, if you know how to cook, if a man knows how to cook, he should be happy to examine.
Is the objective of cooking to please the person?
But objective cooking is not to please anybody. If somebody loves you so much, it's beyond what you cook.
Okay.
It's not about what you cook. It's about you. So me, I don't believe, just like I don't believe there are so many fishes in the sea. Me, I don't believe in that. Because it's not easy. Even though the one you love, that it's not showing you love, it's not easy to let that person go. If you really love somebody.
Okay.
It's the rule is, if you don't love somebody, you can easily forget about them. You it's not easy at all.
All right.
They'll be telling you let this person go. It's not easy to let
you sound like someone who's you sound like someone
and
who's
don't know what it means to really care for somebody.
You sound like someone who's been through the valley of the shadow of death. Well, thank you. Keep your head up. The lights will come. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello? Hello? Okay, no. Go to the highlight. Go to the highlight. Nope. Highlight. Yes. X. Fatangwa. Olojo. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Queen Esther.
Queen Esther?
Yes.
It's all right. We're not going to argue about that today. Go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Me, I prefer a guy that knows how to cook.
I say, queen that you are. You can't stress, huh?
Of course. Yes, I can't stress. Actually, my elder brother knows how to cook. I give it to him 100%. So, I don't stress.
Oh.
When I just cook. Of course.
So what if you got married to someone and then he kind of constantly critique your cooking, and he probably feels a certain type of way. He feels maybe the onion is not cut right, the salt is not salted nice. It's not salty enough. It's not flavorful.
Because my elder brother does that to me always, and what I just do, I just ignore him. I just say, okay, go to the kitchen, prepare something to eat. And that's it.
Oh, wait, your brother complains. You go cook the one you'll eat and let heaven be at peace.
Of course, go and cook. And if he does that, I'll be the first to eat.
Are you the last born? You sound like you're taking this world for granted. Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. So I'm going to put Feta on the telephone. Feta. Because... the way you move, I think let's get it out of you first.
Yes.
So
please.
You think that cooking is supposed to? You say if you have the the opportunity to cook, you would, right?
Yeah.
But you also think that it should be a pleasing.
Yeah.
It's an act of love from your part to someone
because
else.
Because personally, I don't enjoy cooking. If I had an option, I wouldn't even cook at all.
Okay.
But because I have to cook to survive or eat to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I also want to extend my loving hands of love to the next person and cook for you.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that you enjoy the food, that he pleases you.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine me in marriage, knowing that my husband is a great cook. As a matter of fact, he's a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'm like, I want to cook. Imagine what will be happening in the kitchen and in my head. Knowing that this chef of a people, there's a certain way you have to cut the onion. There's a way the tomato is supposed to be sliced.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that have to happen when you put the food on the plate. Yes. And so when you serve the food, you're looking at his expression and it's like, okay, like, are you? No, it's fine. Yes, I don't want it to promise it to be great. You have to love it. And come home, that's how I want it to feel.
Okay.
Chef guys, no.
Yeah, so now you're saying that you want him to be incapacitated in an area of his life. No, you're saying you don't want him to be able to cook.
No, there's some guys that know how to cook, but not in the chef kind of way. I mean, they can cook concussion rice, but you have to meet.
So you want someone who is not as good as you for you to feel a certain kind of security.
Would you call it that?
Yeah, because you're
not
comfortable.
It's just a feeling for me. I just want to be able to do something for you that comes from my heart.
No. You want to be able to do something for him that he cannot do for himself.
It's not a bad thing.
No, hold on. Don't worry. I'm not trying to nail you.
That's true.
I'm trying to pick out the psychological impact of this because I can't see. I can't believe you can't see what God has done for you. Like, if first of all, I don't even want to cook. Like, let's even put it out there. Then. So there was some guy came to my house. That idiot I talk about often. So he came to my house and I didn't offer him the cake. He took the cake by himself. Said that the cake was dry. I don't want to ever offer him cake. If he ever felt like eating cake, he should go and bake it. I am grateful to the God who gave him hands. The fact that he's not using his hands is a problem. He should be charged for that. But I don't want to put myself in a situation where... you think the cake is dry. I don't have a problem with it.
Mm.
At least whatever problems I have about it is a person. So if I baked a cake and I thought it was dry, in my head I'm thinking, okay, I haven't figured this thing out right. So I'll do it better next time. I've judged myself and I'm done with it. But if I gave it to you and you arrogantly put up something for me, I'm good with that because I love that opportunity so I can tell you, go do it yourself.
Okay, so I have a story. So one time, I was in a position to cook noodles for my friends, 5 of them. They were guys. And I was looking forward to garnish this thing because there was the way I learned it that I wanted to show them. Because I was like, no, don't cook it. I have it under control. I want to do this for you guys. And then it was a total disaster.
It's all right. Everybody go down the street.
And now, oh God, thinking about it alone today, I'm already feeling so bad because they couldn't eat the food. I couldn't eat the food. I had to. It felt bad because I wanted to cook to please them, to make sure they enjoy the food.
So isn't that the problem that you want to please them?
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem. I mean, I'm going to take my time to do it. I want you to enjoy it.
Yeah, but you're compelling one to enjoy it, and you get you're broken if I don't.
I should be. I should feel bad, not broken.
You should feel bad on the day that the Lord has made.
If my cooking goes wrong,
oh Lord, I
want to
thank you. Oh Lord, I want to thank you. Before I start the show today, I want to thank you that I don't care. I want to thank you that I can't believe the degree to which I don't care. I'm happy that I don't care. And in this moment, before the sons of men, May this not be, may not caring remain permanent for me. I'll wake up tomorrow and I wouldn't care of their opinion, how they feel, the salt or sugar levels. As long as I'm good, it's all good. Amen. Now, for those of you who care, welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce, 99.3, Nigeria Info. Welcome, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, Emmanuel here.
Welcome, Emmanuel. You sound
oh,
like
I wouldn't have remained anonymous. It's fine.
Ah, don't worry. Oh. It's fine.
It's all right. Okay, you see, cooking itself is something I enjoy doing myself,
oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Now, I'm from Cross River State, right?
Okay.
Now, that almost, you know, at a point, ran my home when I realized my wife couldn't do that very well. And I was always picking on it, you know. She does this and I pick up, you know, faults.
You were complaining about her.
Yes, because she wasn't doing it right.
Okay.
You know, there's something about cooking. If you have to cook, cooking has its own time for spicing, for seasoning. Even up to beans. I find lots of people just boil beans, cook beans, and they just pour everything. You can't get the taste. You will not get it.
Oh.
You know, there's time for salt, there's time for onion, there's time for everything.
Okay.
That's why I find out that some people from my side, well, I'm boasting of it, yeah, Calabar, precise, yes. You know, they tend to, you know, give us that upper hand, you know, when it comes to cooking. So what am I trying to say? You know, when it's good food...
Don't let Yoruba people call the show.
They're no fit. When you eat good food and you feel fulfilled, right, you feel satisfied. And for the person that's preparing or that cooks the food, you turn back, okay, it's your wife, it's your partner, and you could go...
Okay,
so
let's talk about how you... Were you able to fix it? Was it fixable?
How
did you manage the situation? Did you stop criticizing your wife? What happened?
Yes. The thing there was, I realized, fine, we are from different backgrounds, all right? And I took this to an elderly colleague, you know, in the office, and it's like a father, right? And he gave me a hint, which I went through. So what I do is, each time I want to cook or she wants to cook, I go beside, you know, can I help you doing this? Can I help you doing this? And by the time she wanted to put one or two things, I said, okay, mind, can you hold on? It's not yet time. Can you hold on? Let's let you know this is the right time. And by so doing, she's almost perfect now.
Okay.
Right, so we can enjoy the thing together.
Okay.
So cooking, it's ultimate.
Okay, thank you. So now, Feta, you say that your problem is the critique. You don't want to feel... You don't like what happens when you're criticized for your inability to get it to the person's satisfaction.
No. Like I said, from the angle of the audio that you played where she said that she doesn't... If you know that you know how to cook, like the chef level, please avoid me kind of thing. There are guys that can cook to save their life. Now, there are those kind of guys that cook that feel like there's a certain way it should be. If you criticize me positively to teach me how to do it better, that's okay. But if I know that you're a better cook than I am, it's going to be difficult to please you with my cooking, then it becomes a problem for me.
So again, you want to please them and your inability to please them is a problem to you.
Yeah, I'll find that.
Not
like you said,
good.
Like she's almost perfect. No, I want to be perfect cooking for you.
Okay, wait. So like the caller said, his wife's almost perfect
almost
in the
perfect.
Cooking department.
Yeah.
Then you're like, no, I want to be perfect.
For you, baby.
I want to thank Jesus, really. Like, I can't believe... Yo! A girl out here without a care in the world. Welcome to Open Thought. I can't... Well, God bless you, particularly those who know how to cook, and even those who don't. Let's find out. Wow. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good afternoon, Ms. Joyce.
It's good to have you here.
My name is Michael. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Mike.
Yes. What the lady was saying, she's very right. Because I'm from Cross River State. So, you know, in that part, you know how to cook very well. And I have a girlfriend. So each time I ask her to cook, understand? Because I can cook, each time she cooks, I don't enjoy the food. I don't feel the taste.
Yeah.
And each time, I try to correct her, and this is what you need to pull, this is how you do, she feel intimidated, she feel bad.
Okay.
As in, because my mom didn't give birth to any woman, so we are all guys, and, all of us can cook very well.
Okay.
So right now, I'm looking at someone who can cook better than me, and I find it difficult to find someone.
Well, I mean, you're already a good cook. Why are you looking for someone who can cook better than you? Isn't it okay for you to take up the cooking responsibility, since you're good at it?
Yes, at times, I may go to work and come back late. I may not have that chance to eat. I believe my partner should be able to do it.
Yeah, but you see, hold on. Why is my mic off? My mic is funky. Okay, so you can do something very well.
Yeah.
I think I wish you well in your search for someone better. But since you're already good at this, don't you think you should come up with a calendar that allows you to cook what you like to eat?
Yes, as in this Lagos, the hustle and bustle, the stress.
Let's assume you loved this girl, right? So because of Lagos, you would replace her, basically. That's what you're saying.
Actually, because I can't pretend. Each time I pretend to like the food, inside me, I don't enjoy the food.
No, but you don't even have to pretend. So I think I'm saying you don't have to pretend. You don't like it, you don't like it. You can even say to her, don't worry about the cooking. I think I like it a certain kind of way. I'll do it myself. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to lie. And you don't have to be rude about it.
Yes.
Because now I think I want you to take into consideration that isn't it possible that you're also risking something? Because now you're saying, I like you, but you can't cook, so you have to go. Let me get a better cook because of Lagos. So Ligson, while you're replacing her, have you thought about the cost of that long term?
I'm trying to look at Tisha. I know. It make a lot of sense. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I want to hear the women, particularly them women been married for years and what their eyes have seen. I hope their mouth can tell. Hello, welcome. Make it back, Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. How are you?
Hello.
Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Feta.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Maruka calling from First Time.
Okay.
I think the aim of every good cook or chef is to please his or her guests.
And that's for people that have restaurants.
Yeah, even at home, if you're a good cook, all your effort, when it's appreciated, they are like top of the world.
Ha.
You understand? So if you're a wife and you bring out your time, put energy, put sweat, and cook food, and your husband after eat it and say, man, thank God. You're not walking, you're just floating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why it's not anything. It's just that, especially if you're a good cook. I wouldn't want somebody who cook and grumble. But if you cook with happiness, every good cook will cook with happiness. And when they are cooking, they will burn the kitchen clear, everybody out.
Okay, so do you know how to cook? And do you cook at home, for example?
I like the term Feta used. Yeah, I can make concussion, but I can eat it.
You can eat the concussion you made.
Yeah,
what use would you be if you made concussion and you couldn't eat it?
No, I can put this together, but many people are not fine. But I will be testing my mouth.
I can't imagine how long you've lived. So you've lived this long, and the only thing you're good at is putting things together. Like you haven't practically made art of it. So someone
what I'm saying. No, we're looking at fine dishes.
Isn't that because also you think it's the responsibility of the woman to be able to do it exclusively?
No. Actually, I must admit, while growing up, we never met to learn how to cook.
Okay.
It was our sisters did everything. So
okay.
That's Igbo man speaking for you.
Which is sad.
Which is now.
Exactly. Things have changed. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for calling. Now, I do appreciate Feta is happy. She's like, yeah, that's my king's
I'm
man
actually
right
not,
there.
Like when you were saying something about the fact that you mentioned that you feel like it's the responsibility of a woman to cook, I'm like, okay, let me hear what's about to say. And he's like, not really.
Yeah. So the
my
problem
brothers
is,
are better cooks than me.
Yeah. You're waiting to hear what he has to say. Like I don't wait for anybody to say stuff. I made a choice already.
You don't have a care in the world. I do.
Now go. Oh.
One care.
Lord, may your name alone be glorified. A girl don't care out here. Well, telephone lines.
I care about my cooking.
I mean, interestingly, I can even cook. But I think now I'm satisfied with the fact that I've made a choice to choose if I do, ever do, if I want to, when I want to, however I want to.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Turn off your radio, first of all.
Let me get off, Joyce, please.
Wow.
Hello.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Me, I like about that cuckoo.
Okay. Do you have one? Did you have one?
My own don't know how to cook. Yes. But
did he criticize your food?
It cannot be an issue if a man know how to cook.
Hold on a second. Did he criticize your food? As
no.
someone who okay, because he doesn't
Somebody
know how to cook.
Somebody that don't know how to cook will criticize my food again. No, that one cannot happen.
Okay.
Me, I know how to cook.
Okay.
But for my sister there, it should not be an issue. You can be able to learn.
Okay.
From okay. the man that can cook.
Okay.
Just exercise patience, like you that cook.
Hold on. Wait. Please wait. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Just hold on. We're back. 99.3 Niger Info, the Sunny Side, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I'm really hoping to attract into this conversation women who have careers and how they kind of juggle it. These days we hear some women, some families buy food and just stock up some kind of cook over the weekends. But that would not even be a problem once there's agreement between the two, right? I think there are some women who are still challenged by the cultural imposition of what they should do, what the other person can do. And then some, you know, you're in a union with someone or you're in a marriage with someone, and then someone insists, well, this is your job and then you must do it. And then I think that there are also instances where someone has an opinion about something that you have done in the kitchen, and then they have an opinion. So maybe they can cook, and so that's even why they have an opinion. And then maybe it's that they can cook better, that's why they have an opinion. And then maybe it's that they can't even cook at all. And is it correct to suggest that the men who can't cook have no comprehension of a good tasting meal? Is that correct? Do you think that's correct?
No.
And so why are you then? Your lives are complex. Wait, you said you were hoping that the guy doesn't know how to cook. Yeah, but you're suggesting that the guy who doesn't know how to cook chef level would not be able to properly judge. That's what you're implying.
No, I'm saying that guys or men who are...
The women who have complained in the past that their husbands want a new meal every day, they're born of a woman, aren't they? And then their husbands have said, I don't eat frozen food. You have to cook every day. Yeah, like fresh food.
You have to know how to cook it for that one now.
No, but those men don't cook. You're still hoping that God answers your prayer where you have off days, right? Telephone lines 0700-99. Look, I don't think it's a bad prayer. I just think you should pray. Nigeria Info, Feta. Good luck. The volume of your radio.
Hello, my lady.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Tell me your name and then let's talk about this whole cooking responsibility thing.
Okay. My name is Omega Joe.
Okay.
I'm a very good cook.
Where are the bad cooks? Like, where are the bad cooks? I want to talk about bad cooks.
I can cook very well.
Okay. So,
do you know what I'm interested in?
Are you married? Huh? Do you cook?
I'm married now. And my wife, she enjoys my food. You understand? And whenever she's coming back home late, maybe probably I'm at home, she calls and says, can you just prepare this particular meal for me? I want to test it today. I say, okay, no problem. I'll just put all my cooking gears into the kitchen.
Wait, if you had to rate both of your cooking abilities, are you guys equal? Is one better than the other? And do you critique each other? And what manner does that happen?
No, for me, it's the test.
Huh?
Yes, like my noodles. I like them watery and with plenty of pepper.
Okay.
Like you get that pepper soup test.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Then I eat a lot of salt.
Wow.
You understand?
Mm-mm.
But she doesn't like salt. She prefers this, this sauce. this seasoning. Okay. More than even salt. And for me, I don't enjoy it.
Okay, okay.
I prefer my food natural.
Okay.
Have you eaten a dawadawa jollof rice? Maybe one day I'll prepare that for you with dry fish.
Nice.
Plenty of pepper.
No cubes, right? You don't put the cubes in there.
No, no cubes.
Fantastic.
No seasoning. Just natural ingredients.
Oh, okay. We should try that out. Thank you.
Just okra and pepper. In my place, we call it achange.
No, I won't be able to eat that one. No.
No, let me explain it to you. You boil the okra, probably in your yam water. Then you put it on the grinding stone. You use your knife to chop it into pieces. Add your fresh pepper and just scoop it all into the plate and you eat.
Sounds like medicine, but sounds like, I mean, that's better than sickness, right?
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Okay, so that went well. Where are the men who can't cook? Where are the women who might have been criticized in the past, but now their glory days have emerged? If you're on WhatsApp, I'll come to you just after this call. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. We're talking about the responsibility of cooking. And I'm meeting good people today. Well, I want to meet the people who are good, but don't cook. And they critique the food that they eat.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Igwe Victor.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, actually, I'm not the type you want.
Oh, no.
The truth is, I'm a very good cook. The first time my elder brother came to visit me when I rented one of the apartments when I left where I was, he came and I served him the food that I cooked. While he finished eating it, he asked me, "Where is the lady that cooked this food?" I said, "I'm the one that did it." He said, "No, that I should show him who cooked the food." I said, "I'm the one because we were so young when they left East. So I grew up in the presence of my dad. So we didn't grow together." Oh. So when he was astonished at the level I cooked that food, he said, "By the time I got married, any woman who I want to marry will, if she eats my food and sees how good it is, will be so scared and feel intimidated to say she will compete with me." I said, "No. That one thing about me is, no matter how the effort anybody puts up to cook food, no matter how it is, I always appreciate the fact that somebody took her time to go to the kitchen and prepare food." So eventually I got married and my wife confessed that she has not eaten any food that anybody cooked like the way the one I cooked test. Last Saturday I did a egusi soup for her. In fact, most times she will ask me, "Please, honey, can you just do one of those your good foods?" So one thing about it is, if you don't know how to cook, don't criticize people who cook. Then if you cook very well, always appreciate the fact that somebody took her time to go to the kitchen and make food. So that is it, yes.
Thank you. Let's meet them first, because now you're advising them. They won't call the show. No, I want to meet them. I want to go to WhatsApp right now. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. I'm hoping to speak with career women who are managing the situation. And don't, you can actually call and be anonymous. So at least maybe that also helps give us an opportunity to tap into your reality and see how you've been able to manage the situation or maybe the difficulty, how you surmount it. We're talking about criticizing, and then I also probably at a later time, or if we can inject that into the conversation, the fact that people find pride, people take so much pride in, for example, cooking, that if you critique the cooking, you bruise them in another manner. And I would like to talk about that, because yeah, let's talk about it. WhatsApp, Fetta's going to help me out with that.
All right, so this guy says, "Wonderful afternoon to you, Joyce. Augustine from Igwe-Lerin. With respect to the conversation, I'm quite homely and I cook well. The problems are, I don't enjoy eating the meals I cook myself. It's almost as though I get sufficient satisfaction from the cooking aroma and process. Also, I tend to get more satisfaction from watching others enjoy the meals. Two, I put keen efforts into experimenting and improving my cooking skills. I don't like less. Expressing these in words do come off as being critical, because it's tough to know that a lady couldn't care any less. Then he says, I give my best but enjoy appreciating other people's efforts, no matter how little. Thankfully, one of my younger sisters is such a good cook, much better than I am. She's a delightful relief. That lady's concern is genuine.
What's his name?
His name's Augustine.
He thinks your concern is genuine. I just gave it.
Wow. Okay. Now this person says, Joyce, just leave Feta alone. It'd be like she never see Shege. I've had my own fair share of Shege.
Oh wow.
Yet in this life that she's there saying she wants to please the food eater. Let her be patient and kind to herself. This life is not that hard. As for me, I can cook, but I like cooking all the time. So that's why I should love a man that knows good food. I can cook it. Plus, I'm not gonna raise my kids with that gender stereotype. Good afternoon, beautiful ladies.
All right, thank you. So where are the people who can cook? Look, I think it's a good day to meet you. Stop hiding, because I know some of you can't cook and your mouth's loud, but maybe not in a bad way. You know, the fact that you can't cook, you're saying, yeah, I can't cook, but I know what a good food tastes like, and I think I reserve the right to critique someone who say that they can cook but they don't get the oil right or the salt's bad.
Now, this person says, hello, Joyce. I don't know how to boil water nor put on the gas. So I'm at peace with whatever wifey dishes. I like what she makes, but if there's any issue, I'll call her attention. Men who know how to cook are dangerous with your wife. My brothers.
Look, if you know how to cook, yo, when am I paying your bride price? Because, like, what do you mean men who know how to cook are a danger? So I think that suggests that women don't have much to pride themselves in, and cooking is one of the few things that they have to pride themselves in. I think so. Now, I might be wrong. Someone can put it differently. Continue.
Now, he says, my brother's second marriage just ended early this year. Both marriages are as a result of kitchen concerns. I told him when he remarried last year not to enter the kitchen. He agreed but reneged because he loves cooking. Now he's single again owing to complaining about his wife's cooking and general maintenance of the kitchen. Babe couldn't have it anymore. She left in April. Chris, listening from Accra.
Chris, thank you very much for... So I think that there... So... Okay, so we've established that there's another conversation here. There's an underlying conversation here in this debate, or in this already existing conversation, where people take so much pride in cooking that if they were in a union and you can do it better than they can, then it's a threat to the entirety of the union. Like, that's wild. Continue.
Now this one says, Joyce, that last caller whose wife calls before coming home to prepare food is not a serious person. He's the reason why this generation mothers can cook.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Okay.
This person says, Joyce, I'm cooking right now. Do you care for the concussion rice, spaghetti, no, beans, and egg I'm cooking? Do you care for the pictures? You, Joyce, if you see it, you bite your tongue. Bite your tongue. Shan from Command.
I think you just want me to be interested. Well done. You send us a... I think sometimes people send you pictures, the food looks good, you taste it.
Man.
Yeah, it's just too salty.
It's just picture. Photoshop.
I mean, sometimes it's even a good picture, but you taste it, it's like, something is off. I have a story I can share with you, but we'll read more messages and then go to the telephone lines.
No.
Okay.
Oluwase says, Joyce, I can now confirm that you're crazy. I mean, positively crazy. I love what you said about care, those that care and those who don't care. That's what she says.
Well, I would like to meet people who don't care. Like, I think... Look, and there's nothing wrong with your care, but we've graduated from that class. We're up a tier now. We don't. Nice meeting you in advance. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Joyce Onyemowa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
How are you doing, my dear sister? Long time.
Good. Thank you. It's good to have you.
This is Kenneth Kaja.
Okay.
Joyce. Sincerely, I can cook.
And I figured.
I can cook. And sincerely, I'm worried.
Why?
I'm more married. Well, do you know I'm worried?
Why?
All the women or men have come across that have touched my meal always praise me.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that if they think your meal is good.
Yeah, do you know I'm worried?
Why?
I always do my prayer. It let God to give me a woman that understood me.
Understand your cooking, that you can cook. That's not hard to understand.
Yeah, you know, there's a woman who don't like their husband in the kitchen.
Yeah, sure.
So that has been my prayer because, and why I'm before so worried again, you know, this thing has made me sometimes
You cook right?
A woman don't cook, as it is now. No woman that comes out that cook for me. I only cook. Because I have damn worried that she may not give me what I want.
And then you just tell her, you're like, look, honey, I think I have a problem that you're not going to get assault right. So you know what? Let me do it for us. I think that's cute.
No, I have not said to anything that to anybody. But I'm just thinking about it because I'm seeing that they're covering to me.
Okay. Then now we have to speak with women. Thank you very much for calling. So I'm going to also add an aspect to this conversation. Let's find out why women feel that way. So the conversation continues. I just want to add this part to it. Women, why? So if you don't like someone sharing your kitchen, why? And then if you take so much pride in cooking that someone doing better, like if you take so much pride in cooking that if your husband could do better, it would intimidate you. Let's talk about that. Because I think we need to understand what happens in your head, in your heart, and why the kitchen is such a pride for you that anybody who's so good or someone who's like specifically a spouse, if a spouse is so good, you feel intimidated. I want to hear what happens in your head, or maybe what culture has conferred on you that you feel threatened that the man could take away from you. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Turn up the volume of your radio set. That was...
Okay, thank you.
What's your name? Yeah,
my name is James.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, this cooking thing, it's quite... It has different face to it. Now, if I were asked, who doesn't like good food? Do you like if I put it straight to you, Joy, do you like good food?
I'm not in the conversation. I've already thanked God. I'm salted.
Okay. Now, the question I will ask anybody is, do you like good food? If you like good food, what does it take to cook a good food? It takes time, energy, and different kind of things to cook. So the challenge here now is, who will go through the stress of doing all this?
Okay.
Now, it's not a role thing like, okay, this is the role of a woman. I know that, generally society says it's a woman that cooks. But me, I am a cook. I can cook very well. So I cook. My wife appreciates the fact that I'm a good cook. Even when I cook better than her, she knows that. Now the point the fact I'm bringing out is this now. This, I think, it's a stress cooking that people are looking at. And if that is even breaking up homes, I wonder if cooking really should be the yardstick for love in the home. Like, if a woman can cook, then you love that woman. If a woman cannot cook, you don't love the woman.
So that's why I'm asking the women to call. I feel like they can tell us something that we don't know. So... Yeah.
Oh, you want to say something? But
no, I'm saying that we need the women now to call to tell us maybe why that happens or what happens in their head.
Yeah, I think many don't want to go through the stress. That's what I feel.
They don't want to go through the stress only to be told, you should have not added too much egusi or something like that.
Yeah, I think that can be very demoralizing.
Okay, fine. Then let's hear it. So, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Now, ladies, you must call me now, 01-465-7190. I think I want to wait for ladies to call, and if they do not call, then we're going to resume. What should we resume? Women, please call now, because now you have to tell what happens in your head. Is the kitchen your victory? Is that your claim? Is that your highest claim that anybody could
bring?
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Thank you. My name is Nina.
Welcome, Nina. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, I think that the way men have this become egocentric when a woman is earning more than her.
Earning more than him?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Might, I'm not sure, be the same way a woman whose husband cooks better might feel. So that's where her own ego kicks in and is activated.
Okay, now isn't that a cultural thing? I get it. No, I mean, you're properly clear. Is there any truth to that? Isn't that a cultural imposition? Is there any truth to that in your opinion?
Well, I think it's cultural, yes. It's the upbringing. It's the, this is your department, and people want to be great at that department. So, same way, a woman should be the provider, or higher enough.
Okay.
In the same way a woman wants to be a better cook.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that aspect. I do appreciate. Let's take one more call before we go to telephone lines. Now, I want to really hear from women. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. What's your
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon. Thank you.
Good
for
afternoon. Calling.
What's your name?
My name is Divine.
Okay. Afternoon to you. Go ahead.
I don't have any problem with my husband cooking. In fact, he cooks and I cook.
Okay.
But the only problem I have is that after he cooks, I have to start arranging the kitchen.
He's a mess, huh?
So, we've been doing that and we understand each other. He's a good cook and I enjoy his meal.
Okay.
But the thing is, the very day my mother-in-law came here, my husband went into the kitchen to prepare something for her.
Yeah.
And she asked me what I'm doing in the sitting room while my husband was in the kitchen.
What did
Honestly
you say?
Speaking, I felt like throwing her out that night.
Okay.
But I just had to keep my cool.
Okay.
I didn't respond because the way it works for your son and I isn't probably the way it works for you
exactly.
and your husband.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't bring that your mentality into my home. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I have no problem whatsoever with my husband cooking
okay.
or me cooking.
Okay.
It works for us either way.
But how did that situation end? Like, she kept quiet and did she tell her son anything? Did your husband change or say something?
No.
Okay, okay.
I didn't even raise it up. I didn't even tell his son. So she told him anything, he didn't tell me.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And up till date, we've been working the way we've been working.
All right. He cooks,
I cook. And All that's right. it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Let's go to WhatsApp right now.
Okay. Chef Leo says, I'm Chef Leo from Ikoyi. The reason I don't like sharing my kitchen with someone else is like the person wants to take over my job.
Yeah, because you're a chef now. Because, I mean, what else? Well, so that's, I think that's a different thing. So the chefs, I think I can understand if like you're a professional cook.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a woman who's a wife, a mother, a worker, or a business person. Huh. Okay.
Joyce, good afternoon. I'm married to an Oyinbo who loves to cook African dishes from YouTube.
Oh.
Them no bum me will to not comment her after all the effort, Kay says.
Oh, really? Well, that's, to be honest, I think that's a total experience. So you're married to a white person who's learning African dishes on YouTube. First of all, why aren't you the one teaching her? Kay, you're probably also... I'll just use this word for you now. You also don't know how to cook. That's why she's on YouTube. Anyways, you're lucky. You found someone with interest. She would have given you steak with salt and pepper, and you would have to be grateful. And mashed potato.
Okay. This person says,
asparagus.
I can cook for me and my family to eat to satisfaction, but
okay.
It's never a responsible thing of a man to cook. How could my wife call to tell me to prepare something? Which kind of be that? Rob from Satellite Town.
Wait, so go back. The first sentence is what? I can do it.
Yeah, he says he can do it.
But my wife can't tell me to do it.
Mm.
Okay, so I think I would like to ask, probably. Is your wife also a provider in the home? Like, does she contribute to the home? Because I think there are factors that inform this thing. I think you're a good old... cultural guy. So if you're a cultural guy, you are upholding all your traditions as you were raised. If your wife is also, say, like a contributor to the home, is she also doing all of that work and then also cooking? And you don't think that given a human being who has hands, legs, and a head, that there is a part of you that should also... And I don't like the idea that it's help if it's a family. If it's a family, everybody's a contributing piece to the survival of that family. So I wish I could have asked a little bit more personal questions. Let's read another message.
All right, this person says, Hi Joyce, meeting a girl who can't cook at all, I'd probably react the same way I'd react if someone told me she can't do her laundry. I'd wonder how she survived until I met her. That's not attractive.
That's not attractive.
Yeah, he says.
So if you, let's say you met a Tinubu daughter, for example, and then she's like, you know, I'm Yemi Tinubu, I like you, but my father is Tinubu. Then you'll be like, yeah, that's not attractive. Son, you sure about that? Or you want to send me another message? Okay, send me another message. I'm off on a break. I'll be back. It's not attractive. Can you imagine? message, WhatsApp is just exploding. I think that's how I'll put it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sony side. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I am following a cultural development. So there's a man who sent a message saying, how can his wife... He says, well, he can do it, but his wife could not ask him to do it. So I think that that's a cultural thing. So there are some men who feel that way. So I'd like to hear your view. And hopefully I can also hear the aspect of your wife, because it seems as though there might be a situation where two of you might believe different things. And let's see how it works in today's society. My name's Joyce. It's about a minute before. Let's see if I can take a comment before 2 p.m. Let's try it. Hello, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set, remember that? Thank you. The volume.
Yeah. Hello.
Afternoon, thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joyce.
Go ahead, tell us your name.
I would love to stay anonymous.
Okay, good, real quick.
Okay. I want to comment on one of the things one of your callers highlighted that time.
Okay.
Okay. She made mention of something that got me laughing since.
We don't have forever. Go to hit it. You're 30 okay. seconds away.
Okay, she said her mother-in-law came and her husband went into the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, we are Africans and we should be behaving like Africans.
What does that mean?
That woman does not have the right to come on the national radio and say...
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. You don't have the right to tell her where to go. I'm not that sure you can do that. Not here. You're not going to. And I think maybe that's what culture also suggests, that there's something about culture that should be managed in a way that... And I think specifically, maybe not in every case, I think you're just like that weird one out. Yeah. So I think you want to tell her that... And I think you're speaking as though by information, if her mother says something that you approve of, then you have a right to re-echo it. You have rights. That's not one of it. Your rights are to choose the color of your shirt. You choose a brand of toothpaste you want to use aside if you're going to go to heaven. You know, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to go to hell. That's a right you reserve. You don't have a right over anyone and the choice that they make. You don't. And it's the truth. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. I'm going away. 99.3 Niger Info, the sunny side. I hope I do not have a pre-recording. Okay, welcome. If you have just tuned in, at 2:30 there will be... Actually, at 2:15 there would be a pre-recording, and at 2:30 there would be another recording. That's his story. So remember, this conversation ends at 2:15, and then it will take us from 2:15 to 2:30. From 2:30 to 3 o'clock, there will be another recording. So at 2:15, the sun sets, actually. I found the message, and I want to share with you. This is a message from someone, I think, in the UK. Okay, he says, it's really unfair how some Nigerian women treat Nigerian men once they get abroad, especially in the UK. A lot of Nigerian men have broken down. Nigerian men lives matter. So such a tongue, I don't know, is he wrong? He probably even is wrong. He says, I have said it so many times that people change once they get abroad. So, well, he didn't quite say in what specific area that the people change, whether they change for the good or for the bad, but he spoke specifically amongst the sexes, and people insinuated that it's because here in Nigeria, for example, some rights are allowed women, and then when they go to other developed nations, that they have more rights and more benefits by the law, and so they tend to avail themselves that opportunity. Yeah. Okay. So the women who pride themselves in cooking, can you make a case for that? Is this a case of passion? Is this a case of social construct? So there's a chef who called in and said, because he's a chef, the kitchen is a territory. And that's rather simplified, if you ask me. And I think maybe also because that's how he defines himself. Then it means, therefore, that many of the women who claim the pride of their dominance in the kitchen, or many women who find dominance in the kitchen as pride, it must be that they have defined themselves by that. And so anything or anyone that's as good or better is a threat. I think so. Nigeria Info will further the conversation. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. The volume of something? The radio.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
This is Jeff or my papa. Joyce, is this your topic? I don't believe that record that you played, that guy is just naive of his behavior.
Why?
Hey, let me say something. If you are a good cook, you don't need someone or to impress someone to show that person that you are a good cook. Even though the man is the most best cook, the world's greatest to be number one, you know yourself you are good. Only a naive person that thinks that, okay, I need to impress someone or to show someone that this is what I'm made of. You already know what you have made of. So for me, that guy is just naive. He just needs to expose his thinking faculty to know that he don't need to impress anyone. And for her to say that any man that knows how to cook will not talk to her, he's playing with his emotions and his sense of humor. Because I do not understand the meaning of that. That is my own take.
I appreciate. Okay, so hello now. Let's go. One more call and then WhatsApp. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma.
Afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
I support any woman that applies himself. I don't get kitchen. It is not a social construct. It's a natural construct.
It's not a natural construct.
It's a natural construct. That's why the women that don't get kitchen. So nobody has to fight it with them. But to me, it is every Saturday that I used to cook for my wife. So anytime I want to say, hey, cook Amala and the bakery. So I will not cook or bitterleaf or open salad.
Stop. Stop. No, I think you're all over the place and you're not taking this as seriously as I think I would like for you to. You're not taking a stand either way.
Okay, I'm taking.
Why are you cooking if the kitchen is the spot for the woman?
Okay. Where I think that is that I was born to see women cooking in the kitchen, and they are meant to cook in the kitchen. That's what I'm saying.
But anybody can cook in the kitchen. The kitchen is not
specific. I used to cook for my wife on Saturdays in the kitchen. So I can cook more than any woman.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to WhatsApp real quick. It's 8 minutes past 2 p.m. Hello, WhatsApp.
All right. This person says, good afternoon, Joyce and Feta. One day, I saw my neighbor's wife cooking ogbono. It was so white, the oil was in one place, and I told her what to do next when she wants to be parried. Joyce, I couldn't look at the food, not alone for me to swallow it. Bad cooks irritate me.
What, all right. What kind of bad cooks are you? You won't mind your business.
Okay. Joyce, I always take pleasure listening to you. Kudos. Concerning this matter, I grew up in the midst of ladies, and the only thing I can do in the kitchen is the slicing of okazi or ugu. In fact, I can slice okazi for the whole village, if not for Africa.
We'll open shop for you now at this point.
But I don't know how to cook. Why? One thing I always do is appreciate my wife for every food she serves us, because it's no easy.
Oh.
So I'm doing my best to make sure my children are not like me, Pastor Andy from Fadeyi.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So you can slice, you can pound. We could use some extra hands. Well, the women who have decided to continue to cook could use some extra hands.
Hello, Joyce. Well done. Well, for me, cooking is a hobby, and like someone wrote, I derive pleasure from when I cook and watch people enjoy my food with relish. So it's no culture or anything for me. I just won't want my husband competing with me.
I don't think.
Thanks
yeah.
to God, he can't cook.
Yeah, but
amen.
So why is it a competition? So I think it's okay that I have a husband and he can cook better than me. I think it's okay. So mm-hmm. It means that I have to sit back. And so you say, for example, I made toast, or let's say I grilled brie and some something, or let's just say I made beans and plantain, and he's like, oh, I don't like it. I'm like, all right, you're making it tomorrow. It doesn't have to be, well, for me at least, I don't think it should be a competition. If you can do it better, then you do it. In philosophy, they would say that if you want anything done better, you must do it yourself. I'm not going to wake up to cook to please you. Like, what books are y'all reading now? So wait, because that's what you women are saying. Like, you want feta. Roll your eyes all you want. I'm going to wake up like, okay, so I'm cooking this food. Are you pleased?
I'm going to want to please you in every way, including my cooking.
So I'm going to be figuring out if you are pleased that I got up to exert energy, that I should have used to pick my nose.
No.
WhatsApp. What do you mean okay. No? I mean, what are you saying? Because I think when people give their heart to something, mm-hmm. the least you can afford to be is grateful.
Yeah.
And then if you have an opinion, you can say it in the most loving way that you can afford.
That too.
Yeah. And then if you think that you're better, then you go do it yourself.
True, true, true.
That's like, that's a law. That has got to be a law somewhere. It is a law in philosophy. If you want someone to do it, if you think you can do it better, then you do it yourself. But then again, maybe there are also people who think, well, I take pride in this and I want to please you. Ha! What's up?
Chai. Gerald Omikeja says, hi Joyce. While growing up, I spent more time in the kitchen than any of my other siblings. I became the quality control manager for my mother's food.
I like that.
Today, I can cook fairly well and I also critique others. One taste and I'll tell you what's missing. I've also run a small restaurant before.
Now you know you can never be unemployed, right?
Hey.
Yeah, because you're good at something. You can't blame the government for nothing at this point.
This one says, that lady crying sees the kitchen as a weapon against men.
Oh, which who was you?
No, the lady crying, the audio that you know.
Oh, yeah, because she felt that it would be good for the man to be incapable for her to find worth, and that in itself has a psychological implication to me. It's like, why isn't his capacity a benefit? Why is his capacity disadvantageous to you?
She probably saw one shiggy, and that shiggy made her.
No, she just said that her brothers are so good, and she couldn't please them. So again, there is this thing about the woman's objective being to please the man. Have you not lived enough to know that, yeah, so it's a cultural thing. If you give it your heart and you like what you do and you do everything that you can and somebody will talk it down and then you hand over the responsibility to them. God, it's so simple. I can't believe you flip it over. WhatsApp.
Hi, Joyce. So some guy calls in to chide and lecture a happily married woman whom he's a complete stranger to on how to keep her marriage because, in quote, African culture.
Leave that guy.
Human beings' capacity for stupid. Okay, for that is really infinite. That caller.
Human's capacity for stupidity. Okay.
Is really infinite. That caller should stick to his relationship where his wife slaves for him in the kitchen and leave other couples who refuse to be chained by his African culture, in quote, to enjoy their marriages the way it works for them.
It sounds fair.
Good afternoon. I cook well, but I only cook the primary rice, stew, beans, sauce, yam balls, plantain balls.
Yam balls? What's that?
All right, boiled, fried, egusi soup.
Oh, yeah,
soup.
Boiled, yeah. Fried, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, egusi soup, vegetable soup, spaghetti, and indomie. That's everything now.
You're not going to die now. You sound like you can survive.
This will serve a good table. Patrick from Ogba.
Is there any vegetable anywhere there? Because there's carbs, 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 carbs. Is there any protein? Can you grill fish?
Yeah, it's vegetable soup.
Okay,
spaghetti,
okay. Can you grill meats? Can you roast like solid? Can you do good roasts?
And noodles. Igwe Victor, good afternoon, Joyce and Theta, not Nefta, please. I want to place a caveat on what I said about my wife appealing for my helping out for cooking. It's not about who provides. I'm 100% in charge of provision for my family. So those thinking that man's cause is the woman that provides are wrong.
Oh, yeah. So he's saying that the cultural assignment where one is the provider and because he provides, he doesn't cook is wrong. So he's saying he's a provider and he also cooks. And it means that I have 30 seconds to tell you how beautifully the sun has set today. The phone lines haven't stopped ringing. I wish I spoke to a lot more people and their messages on red. From my heart to yours, you know there's not enough time on the clock for the sunny side. My name's Joyce. I can tell you confidently, God willing, I'll be here tomorrow. My name's Joyce, where Nigeria info don't go anywhere. Radio continues.
Formative, exciting, and stimulating talk.